Bronwyn, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program this morning. Now, as I mentioned, we have seen a lot of communication between the two very divided nations, North and South Korea, in the lead up to these Olympics, being labelled the Peace Olympics by South Korea. Just how significant have these talks been in terms of the two countries' relationship?
Well, the situation between the relationship between North and South Korea, the tensions are at their highest, perhaps, than they've been since the Cold War. So it's quite significant. And this is the first chance at face-to-face dialogue since 2007. So, they had a summit between Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un's father, so back in 2007. So this is very significant and very positive.
Yeah, it is very unusual to me because, as you say, the tension was ramping up, especially given the relationship with South Korea's ally, the United States, really obviously not going terribly well at the moment. Fears over these kind of exercises in the waters off North and South Korea, and yet a surprisingly positive turnaround for the Winter Olympics.
Exactly, and at least for the duration of the Olympics, the two Koreas will enjoy a wonderful relationship. It's never a safer time to go to South Korea than during the Olympics.
Absolutely. Look, North and South Korea, they're set to march under the Korean unification flag during the opening ceremony. However, unification itself, is that still quite a ways off?
Yes, so they're marching under the joint name Just Korea. Yes, unification is a very long way off indeed, and there is also very mixed feelings about whether people actually want it. Many of the youngest generation in South Korea are not interested in reunification. They see it as too expensive.
And indeed, it was the older generation that had seen the actual scars, the divisions between families and the like, while meanwhile all South Koreans, young South Koreans, I should say, are simply getting this feed of their northern neighbour constantly threatening, constant bombast and the like. And really, I would imagine quite a fearful situation for a lot of young Koreans who maybe, you know, aren't so emotionally wrapped up in their shared history.
I think that the young generation, very early on, North Korea fatigue set in. They are really disengaged with the whole debate. People don't like to even talk about it. They find it just old hat. And they've developed a much more South Korean sense of ethnicity and nationalism that doesn't necessarily see the North as their brethren or part of one ethnic state. Yeah, they're really over it and don't talk about it much, don't want to think about it much.
Looking at the other side, looking at the North Korean side in this particular circumstances, it is quite kind of unusual to me that even you've got athletes leaving the country and unifying with South Korean teammates. You know, Kim Jong-un actually giving the okay on this one, because obviously North Korea clamps down a great deal on the kind of news its citizens are able to access, the kind of information they have available to them. So this is the reason why North Korean citizens can't leave the country in any kind of normal circumstances. So I can't imagine when we talk unification, Kim Jong-un would really be very much open to that, given he's got such a stranglehold on the citizenry of North Korea that would obviously be lost if the two countries were unified.
Kim Jong-un is very pro-unification under the leadership of Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, well, this is what gets me.
But so that's his model, and their constant message is for the U.S. troops, the 28,000 U.S. troops stationed in South Korea, for the U.S. troops to return back to the States and allow reunification of Korea under the leadership of Kim Jong-un.
So in the circumstances of a big international event like this Olympics, where he doesn't have that level of control over the unification process, I mean, how exactly does that come about? How exactly does that actually get debated?
Well, this rhetoric has been the same for decades out of North Korea. And the actual participants, there's the 22 athletes, but also cheer squads and a huge orchestra coming from the north. Neither South nor the North feel that a defection is a good idea, so I doubt very much whether there will be any opportunity for the visiting North Koreans to defect. But it doesn't necessarily diminish Kim Jong-un's power by participating, but it is a very positive sign about the value of engagement over hostile rhetoric.
Well, obviously, a surprising one, I think. Certainly more talks to come. Bronwyn, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your insight into this one this morning.
Not a problem.